Following a meeting between Greek Cypriot leader Dimitris Christofias and Turkish Cypriot leader Mehmet Ali Talat, which lasted just over 2 hours, the United Nations Special Representative to Cyprus, Alexander Downer, said that significant progress had been made to build confidence and create a solid foundation for the negotiations to reunify the island. UN officials said the two sides will meet again on September the 11th. Downer, who took the job as UN envoy 2 months ago, said the outcome of the talks was critical.
There have been difficult moments over the past months, and the Cyprus problem is not insurmountable, and the negotiations can and must have a successful outcome.
The two leaders have many sensitive issues to tackle during these negotiations, including property rights, those displaced after the 1974 Turkish invasion, and the presence of around 40,000 Turkish troops in northern Cyprus. Cyprus's division is also a thorn in Turkey's bid to join the European Union, and it's thought that Ankara is eager for these new talks between the two communities to work. Since March, there have been several confidence-building measures between the two sides, notably the opening of a crossing in Lydra Street in the heart of Nicosia. Nikos Rolandis served as the Greek Cypriot Foreign Minister between 1978 and 1983. He thinks that this new process is encouraging, but is not personally optimistic that the talks will actually yield results. Rolandis does, however, admit that the friendship enjoyed between the rival leaders could prove to be a defining factor in the outcome of these talks.
From this point of view, things appear to be positive, and I do not think that ever in the past we had such an arrangement. But on substance, things are extremely difficult at the moment, because time has lapsed, 34 years. There have been many changes in the field regarding settlers, regarding properties in the north, regarding the attitude of the Turkish Cypriots, which apparently has changed. So I'm not very optimistic myself, but I think we should give it a chance.
The former Turkish Cypriot Foreign Minister, Serdar Denktash, points the finger of blame for failed past peace processes at the Greek Cypriots, saying they're not prepared to be flexible in negotiations. He told VOA News that he is not encouraged by this new peace drive either.
Unfortunately not. I am not. The only reason for this is the Greek Cypriots' attitude. They do not want to share anything with the Turkish Cypriots, and they show it and they make us feel it. So I cannot be optimistic.
Attempts to reunite the island had until now been at a standstill for the past 4 years, since a UN-backed reunification referendum was rejected by Greek Cypriots in the south, but accepted by Turkish Cypriots in the north. South Cyprus joined the European Union in 2004, and the self-proclaimed Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus is only recognized by Turkey. Nathan Morley for VOA News, Nicosia.